You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God, praise God. It's about time for your miracle. God is still on the throne. Good morning, good morning. Let everybody know, let somebody know that it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like, it's time for your miracle. God is still on the throne. We thank God for another day, another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, into your homes. By the way, on the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. Tell somebody, share with somebody. Let them know that it is today for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, it's the day for your miracle. God is working on your behalf. Don't worry, don't fear. God is working for you and with you. It is another day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes, God is still on the throne. I want you to know, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God is still on the throne. And he's working on your behalf. He's working on your behalf. It does not look like it. It does not feel like it. God is still working on your behalf. Good morning to all of you once again. Amen. We thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast today. Amen. By the way, again, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that has been recorded and listening that you'll be able to listen to us on. We're grateful for you. And we want to say to all of you, this is, guess what? This is the time for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is this week. And we want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Amen. That I might be able to see. You're just able to hear me. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Amen. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Because this is Thanksgiving season. There's going to be a lot of cooking and eating going on. So guess what? Relax. Enjoy your family. God is with you. And he's going to see you through. Hold your head up high. Because God is now and he's with you forevermore and evermore. We want to thank God once again for you. Thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. God is still on the throne, no matter what it looks like. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you what? Faint not. Listen, tell somebody, share with us, amen, that the radio broadcast is now on the air. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you. Come on, let's go to the throne for a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time. We thank you now, God, you have allowed us to come together again, by the way, the airways, Father, and by Cypress audience. We thank you, God, that you're still on the throne with us. We thank you, God, that things are working on our behalf, Father, and we will not be weary in well-doing, Father. Because you said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. And Father, we thank you today, God, that you touch each and every one on the other side of the dial right now. In the name of Jesus, meet every need, Father. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken that concerns them, that does not concern you, Father. And I thank you today, God, that you hear us when we pray. I thank you that all the needs that will be met today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Again, nothing missing. Nothing lacking, nothing broken that will concern them, God, in the name of Jesus. Make all things possible because you are the one that's on the throne, Father. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, we want to give God praise once more time, one more time, one more time for allowing us to wake up this morning, closing our right mind, the activity of our limbs. We want to thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Hallelujah. We do honor Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for you. Praise God. We thank God for our church mother, Mother Brown. to all thy prophetess, prophets gathers, amen, prophetess Aretha Wright, amen, hallelujah. Thank God for all the evangelists there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God. Good morning, evangelist Morrow. Thank God for you. Good morning to all our evangelists there. Again, hallelujah, to all of all the saints of God, the people of God that makes up that great congregation of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Listen, I want you to get ready. I want you to get ready. We haven't been in here, amen, in a couple of weeks, amen. You've probably been hearing pre-recordings and stuff, but I'm live in the studio this morning. Live in the studio this morning. I want to thank God. I want to thank God for the revival that we had. You know, we have revivals every month, amen. Every month, amen, to the beginning of the month, the end of the year. Amen. I want to thank God for the revival with evangelist Kimberly Moore. Amen. All the way from Macon, Georgia. Amen. Closed this November. Closed the revival out this November. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. What a time we had. Amen. There at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with our guest speaker, evangelist Kimberly Moore, all the way from Macon, Georgia, came in. Those of you that came, those of you that got on Cypress audience and watched, oh, did you not know and did you not feel the presence and the power of God? Amen. Hallelujah. In the sanctuary, coming from Cypress audience. Praise God. And we say thank God for her. Amen. And a good God bless you shout out. She may be listening, or she may come back and watch the segment later. Thank God for her. Amen. Listen, get ready. Get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Charleston, South Carolina. Praise God. I will be there. Come on. Hallelujah. On the 30th. Amen. In Charleston, South Carolina. You don't want to miss this service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you that are listening, you don't want to miss it. We're going to be there. We're going to be there with them, and we're going to enjoy God with them. We're looking forward to seeing you, you and you. Those of you that are in the area, we're looking to see you and you. Amen. Hallelujah. I know God is going to be moving by his power. I know God is going to be doing great things. Amen. So we're looking to see you in this service. Amen. Hallelujah. So we may join in and have a good time. Amen. Praise God. And then also, I want to be back up. I want to thank God for, hallelujah, Apostle Antoine Brown. Praise God. I tell you, I haven't been here, so I'm just going back in my mind, and I'm just really thank God we were there with him. Amen. Faith Builders International. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that Wednesday night down there in Melbourne, God did a thing, great thing there. Praise our God. With Pastor Antoine Brown and later Rachel Brown. Oh, it was something. I'm telling you, I came expecting God to do something. I was looking for God to do something. And God moved. He moved so profound. And we thank God for the services. Amen. Praise our God. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was something else. I'm telling you, God moved. Now listen, this December coming up, you'll hear more information about it. We're going to be in the final revival. We normally have it the second week, but we're going to be in Jacksonville the 12th. Wow. Praise God with Pastor Irene and Bishop. We're going to be there. With Harris, we're going to be there in Jacksonville that Friday night. Jacksonville, look out. Jacksonville, all surrounding areas in Jacksonville. We will be there the 12th. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll hear more about it coming up. The address and stuff I will give you. Oh, we will be there with them. And it's going to be something in that services because I feel God already. I've been preparing it and getting ready for this service on that 12th of December. On the 12th of December. Then we will come back. Hallelujah. It'll be the third week instead of the second week. We will be in revival at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. The final revival for the year. Praise our God. Hallelujah. We will be there. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and you in the services. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is going to be moving so powerful in this final revival for the year. Then we're going to get right back, it started right back up in January. Hallelujah. The second week in January 2026. Amen. We'll be starting back up, going all the way through to December. Praise our God. And we got a speaker coming in. Praise our God. I'm looking for you, you and you to come join us and be there with us in these services. Amen. I tell you, we're waiting on God. We're waiting on God to move. We're waiting on God to come and do what he needs to do. I believe he's going to do it. What about you? I believe he's going to open up doors. What about you? I believe he's going to heal, deliver, and set free. What about you? Praise our God. I'm telling you, things are going to happen when we believe. Things are going to happen when we come expecting God to do something. Amen. We're not just coming just to sit around and look, find fault. We're not coming to look and see who's there, but we're coming expecting God to do something in the services. Amen. Hallelujah. What about you? I believe God. What about you? We want to send out our condolences to all the bereaved family, excuse me, that's going through bereavement hour now. We praying for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We praying for you. Amen. That God will see you through. Amen. Gina, we're praying for you. Edward, we're praying for you. And to Evangelist Jan, we're praying for you all. And Prophet Gallus in the family. Amen. The Fishman family. We're praying for you that God will strengthen you. We're praying for you that God will throw his arms around you. And to Miss Pearl Clinton, we're praying for you that God will strengthen you up. Amen. In the passing of her son on Saturday, her only son, we're praying for her that God will give her strength to go through this. Amen. Because he's a God that can, and he's a God that will see you through. We must do what? Put our trust in God. God bless you, son. Hallelujah. God bless you, Derek. God love you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. I want you to know God can do anything but fail. I want you to know if you put your trust in God, your hope in God, things will turn around. Amen. The enemy is trying to tell the people of God that God is not coming through, that God is not who he say he is. Praise our God. But I want you to know things will turn around. I want you to know it will work in your favor. I want you to know that it's already turning around. All you got to do is hold on to your faith. Amen. Hold on and keep believing God. Amen. No matter what goes on, no matter what it looks like, the enemy cannot penetrate. The enemy cannot break, hallelujah, the promises of God. The enemy cannot destroy the word of God over your life. Praise God. I want you to know today, I want you to hear me well. Hear me well. Come on here. He that will come shall come, according to what the word says. You got to hold on to your faith. Now you got to endure as a good heart soldier. You got to endure as a good soldier. You got to endure hardness as a good soldier, because the enemy is trying with all he have in him, hallelujah, to make you discredit God, to make you give up on God, because things are not working out as fast as they should. So you think, for because your healing, hallelujah, your healing has not came to full fruition yet. It has already came. You just got to believe God. You just got to walk into what God has said about your healing. You got to walk into what God said about your situation. Hallelujah. Because it's now. It's now faith. It's now faith. You got to walk in the now faith. Come on. You can't walk in your now feelings. You can't walk in your now sight, because the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. It's going to happen. It has happened. It will happen. He that will come shall come. And he is who he is. Who is he? He's a good God. Who is he? He's a God that can. Who is he? He's a God that's able to do all, seen above all we think or act. He is God, and it's going to happen. Come on. Don't let the enemy make you start looking at God in a negative way, talking about God in a negative way, because things ain't happening. Praise God, right now, like you think it should happen. Just because you are walking in this, you're walking in this. You must know God is with you. Come on. You can't look at the circumstances. Hallelujah. Yes, it's facts, but you can't look at the circumstances and take it for what it is. The enemy enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants you to doubt God. But I stopped by to tell you today. I came on Cyprus order to tell you today that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Shabbat. He's Jehovah Shalom. Whatever you call him, he's still God, and he's going to do exactly what he said. Faint not, hallelujah. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Don't let the enemy tell you that it ain't working. Don't let the enemy tell you you're wasting your time praying to a God that will not answer you. I'm telling you, he will answer you. He's a God, hallelujah. He made time, and he is time, and he is on time. Come on, no matter where you at, God is still God. No matter what is going on in your life, he's going to bring you out. He's going to wipe all your tears away. He's going to heal your body. Come on, he's going to open up doors that no man can close. He's still God. I wish I had some witnesses out there today, hallelujah, that know God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he said. This is why you must give him thanks. This is why you must give him praise. This is why you must praise his holy name, hallelujah, because he's still God. Oh my God, he's still able to do it, because oh my God, this is why we want to do it. It's the year. It's the time. Amen. Hallelujah. According to what the word says, we must do this. His word, hallelujah, and his word works of God, the wonderful works of God, the wonderful works of God. We give him praise for the wonderful works of him. Hallelujah. He's still working on your behalf. He's still coming through. He will come through. He have come through. Come on, look back over your track record, over your life, and see what the Lord has done. Come on, don't get stuck in where you at now, but look back over your track record of your life and see how God healed you time after time. Come on, how he brought you out when your back was up against the wall. Come on, you got to give God praise. You got to give God glory. You got to give him honor. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. You got to tell God thank you, hallelujah, because he's still doing what he say he's gonna do. Hallelujah. We got to get like David. We got to get like David. Oh, I feel good in here right now. You got to be like David. You got to do like David said right here in the 90th Psalms. Hallelujah. Oh my God, you got to give him glory. Hallelujah. You got to bless him. You got to give him glory. You got to give him thanks. You got to give him praise. Hallelujah. The praises of the Lord. He inhabit the praises of his people. Come on. He inhabit the praises of his people. Why? Because he's God. He's true to his word. God is going to back his word up. He will not. He will not. He will not. Come on here. Fail. He will not fail. And there's no failure in God. You got to trust him. You can't doubt him. Come on here. When it does not look like, when it does not feel like, this is why it's not according to your feelings. It's not according to how you looking at the circumstances. You got to walk this through faith. You got to believe God and take him at his word. Come on, somebody. Hear me today. Hear me, oh, ye people. Hallelujah. You got to hear me today. Yes, I'm going through. Yes, the enemy is trying to attack my body. I'm not giving into it, but I know who God is. He's still a healer. Yes, he is. Yes, the enemy is trying to discredit God, but he can't do it. Hallelujah. Come on here, somebody. He can't discredit God, because he's still on the throne. He's still on the throne, and he's able to do it. He have done it. He will do it. Amen. All you got to do is hold fast to your faith and believe God. Believe God. Somebody type it on the screen. I believe God. That's all you got to do. Believe him. All you got to do is believe him. Come on. You don't have to, hallelujah, see him. Just believe him. Come on. Hallelujah. Blind Bartimaeus didn't see him, but he believed. Hallelujah. He heard what was passing by. He heard that Jesus was passing by. So all he did was believe. Come on here. On the name Jesus, and cried out, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, have mercy on me, thy son of David. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he got his attention by just believing on him. Hallelujah. And hartelujah. Blind Bartimaeus, receive his sight. Oh, come on. Receive your sight today. Receive your sight today. Don't let the enemy tell you that it ain't going to work. Don't let the enemy tell you you're wasting your time. Don't let the enemy tell you you've been praying and nothing happening. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Don't let the enemy tell you that things ain't going to turn around. Things ain't going to work out for you. Oh, but give God thanks. Oh, but give him praise in the midst of it. Oh, but lift your hands up. Oh, hallelujah, lift your head up. Oh, and let the King of glory come in. Because he's still who he say he is. He's still able to do it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, you got to do it. You got to do it. Don't fall prey to the enemy in this hour. Don't fall prey to unbelief. Don't fall prey to doubt. Oh, God is able. He's going to bring you out. He will bring you out. Go back again. I'm going to say it again. Go back and look back over your life. Come on. Hallelujah. Some of you was in a mess. Some of you was in a tight jam. Some of you were just about destroyed. Didn't know what to do. But oh, you thought about the name Jesus and you called on the name Jesus and he delivered you. He healed you. He set you free. He brought you out. Oh, it's a good thing. Hallelujah. Oh, to give him praise. It's a good thing to give him praise because his ear, hallelujah, give ear to my prayer. Oh Lord, his ear is open and inclined to you. Oh, give him praise, give him thanks. Oh, we won't give him anything else because he don't want doubt. We won't give him anything else. He don't want fear. He don't operate in doubt. He don't operate in fear. He operates in his word. He operates in the now faith. Come on here. Hallelujah. If you got it, if you got enough faith to believe God, he got power to produce it. Because what you're believing and what you're saying, come on, somebody. I want you to know he can and he will. He has done it. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changes not. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. David, throughout the Psalms, the David, he declared, giving thanks, giving praise unto God. Hallelujah. For the mighty kindness and the mighty works that he have done. Hallelujah. So that's what we have to do. Hallelujah. It says in there, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord is, come on. For the Lord is what? The Lord is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What the Lord is. What you want to put in there? For the Lord is. He said, for the Lord is good. So I'm just using some things. For the Lord is able. For the Lord can. For the Lord will. For the Lord is good. He's good. Good morning, Jarvis. For the Lord is good, and he's able to do it. He's able. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. According to what song said right here, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For the Lord is good, and his mercy, come on here, endureth forever. I don't care what you in. I don't care what you face. His mercy endureth forever, and he's going to bring you out. He's going to deliver you. He's going to heal you. He's going to save you. Come on here. He's going to turn things around. There's a shifting in the spirit because God is and he's good because God can and God will. There's a shifting in this thing, but you got to believe God. You got to continue to give him praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for he is good and his mercy endureth forever into all generations. I don't care what you're going through today. I don't care what the enemy is trying to tell you that our God can't. Our God won't. Our God is slow. Yes, it may look like to you in your eyes because you can't see it now. It may feel like that because you're in your feelings now. But you got to get out your feelings and get in the spirit. You got to stop walking by what you see and walk this thing out by faith because the Lord is good and his ears, old prophets gathers, his ears, his eyes, his hands is open to the righteous cry. We are the righteous today. Come on here. You are the righteous today. Hallelujah. And God is able to do what he say he gonna do. According for the righteous. Come on here. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. According to the righteous, his ears are open. His hands are extended unto the righteous. He's not gonna let us go down. Hallelujah. He's not gonna let us be made ashamed. So this is why we gotta give him thanks. We gotta give him praise, because he's with us in the day of trouble. He's with us in the day of adversity, in the days of trouble, in the winds of blowing. He shall hide us and cover us up under his wings. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's just like a mother hen when the storm is brewing and the wind is brewing. She gathers her. She spread her wings and she gathers her chicks, her babies, and put them up under. Oh, my God. Y'all better come and go with me in the spirit. This is why we got to give him God thanks. Oh, when trouble arise. Oh, when sickness trying to feed our bodies. Oh, when financial problems, situations. Oh, what he does. He stretch out his hands and he cover us. Oh, he guide us. Come on here. Oh, he lead us. Come on. Oh, he comfort us when we're going through circumstances and situations that the enemy try to say we ain't coming out of. You gonna come too far. Come on, somebody tell, I don't come too far. Come on here, to doubt God now. I don't come too far to let the enemy make me not trust in God. Oh, give thanks. This is what I'm dealing with right here, according to the book of Psalms. Oh, give thanks. That's what I want to do. Dwell on here, sister. I'm on here, right here. We ain't going nowhere. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he's good. Come on. In every situation, he's good. In every situation, I'm blessed. Come on. In every situation, I'm coming out. For he's good. He's good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I don't care. Hallelujah. You got to get like Job. Job got to the point when he was going through it. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Why? Because my trust is not in what I'm going through. My trust is in what I'm going to. I trust in God. Hallelujah. The song is out and we sang it. I trust in God, my Savior. Come on here. My Savior. Do you trust him? Do you believe what you singing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll never fail. He'll never fail. He will always come through. Praise God. Somebody hear me this morning. He will always come through. Oh, give thanks. That's why you got to give thanks. Come on. Not just because it's Thanksgiving season. Not because it's just getting ready for turkey, ham, pies, cakes, and all that stuff. Oh, no. We can get that. But in the midst of that, we still got to give him thanks after that. We still got to give him thanks. We still got to give him praise. We still got to give him glory. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Stand on in there and give him thanks. Come on here. Stand on in there and give him praise. Come on here. Oh, come on. Why? Because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of all. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We all going through. Everybody going through. There's not one person on this earth is not going through something. Come on. It may not be like yours. And mine's maybe. Mine may not be like yours. Yours may not be like mine. But we're going through something. But guess what? We can all give him thanks. We can give him praise. Because guess what? It didn't consume us. It didn't overtake us. Come on here. Hallelujah. This is why when you're going through some stuff, you got to have your mind stayed on Jesus and not the circumstance, not the situation that you're in. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't look at it like that. You got to look at it through the eyes of God. Come on and go with me in the spirit. Come on. I'm going to walk through this. I'm coming out of this. Come on here. My appetite, my word appetite is changing. Hallelujah. It has changed. My word eyesight has changed. I won't see it for like it is. Like the enemy is trying to paint a picture and say it ain't going to happen. I won't look at this, but I'll look at it through the word of God. I look at it through the eyes of faith for him. And I'll say it. I'll say it till I see it. I'll call it as those that were. Call those things which be not as though they were. Come on. You got to say it. It looks like the word of God is contradicting itself. It looks like the word, hallelujah, is trying, the enemy is trying to make you just give up on what God has said about you. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, according to the word of God. According to the word of God. According to the word of God. Not the situation, not the circumstance you're in, according to the word of God. Do you believe God? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, again, according to what the book of Psalms said, hallelujah, oh, give thanks. Psalms 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For his mercy, hallelujah, endureth forever. You got to let God do it. You got to let God have his way. You got to let God do it. Praise, hallelujah, of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say it. So